I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And this show is very late. It's a late show as in dead, but late. Like, time has moved on. Yes, well, anyway, the show that I was going to do Saturday, that then I was going to do Sunday, that then I thought about doing Monday, is now being done on Friday. See what I did there? Yes. Well, here's the problem. Since I'm doing the show from last Saturday on Friday, then the show for tomorrow, I'm combining into this show. You're saying, wait, Dr. Bill, that's cheating. Yes, it is. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Even if it's a little late, it's still here. Just saying. Okay, see, I had stuff going on, and what are you going to do? You know? Anyway. So the first item from the blog, of course the blog we're talking about is drbill.tv, drbill.tv as it says there on the screen. Yes, and if you go to the blog, you can actually find out what's going on even if I don't know what's going on. No, even if I'm running late, as I am this go-round. First item is a better microwave. Now, you gotta check out this. The guy he's created an idea for a new microwave, and I like it. I think it's awesome. A microwave that you look at the screen, and it gives you a color map, if you will, of the condition of the thing that you're nuking. Now, nuking, you understand, is what we colloquially call microwaving. Yes. You nuke your whatever in the microwave. Anyway, so as you are microwaving your item, let's say it's a Hot Pocket, then you'll notice that the colors change and become like red and yellow and then finally turn white. And once they turn white, they're completely nuked. Yes. So, that's the idea behind this. And he even says that, his idea is to tie it into an iPhone and Android app that you could actually be away from your microwave and see the condition of it. If it needs to be nuked a little bit more, you just give it a few more seconds of nuking. Sounds odd, but I like it. It's a convergence of the Internet of Things. Then the next item is an item that says the show will be late. Yes, it will. Very, very late. Never mind. Anyway. So the next item, though, is interesting in that it applies to me as a drone owner and user. You saw the video of my drone that I got at Christmas that was looping and diving and crashing into trees. And trees were trying to eat it. Yeesh. They should leave my drone alone. It survived, thankfully. But at any rate, the big deal is that somebody flew one of those little toy drones like I have into the White House lawn. Now, it's just a little plastic toy. But everybody got all freaked out. There's a drone that was trying to attack the White House. No, it wasn't. The guy was just drunk out of his mind and sent the drone over because he thought it would be a good idea to send his drone over the wall of the White House. Yeah, that's what happens when you get drunk. Your brain goes away. Anyway, so this guy has caused a stir because he has, you know, the president got all kind of bit out of shape and went, tell the FAA to fix this, you know, so that drones don't drop in on my house. Anyway, the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, has officially announced its proposed rules for small commercial drones. So, they're talking about real drones, not the little plastic ones. The little plastic toys, like what started this whole controversy, aren't even covered by the regulations that they have announced. They're going to have, you know, like commercial drones can only be allowed to fly under 500 feet, no faster than 100 miles per hour, blah-de-blah, all these different rules. And you're going to have to get a license to be a drone operator. Not the kind like I have, fortunately. If I'm flying my drone over my airspace in my property like I showed in the video from the Christmas thing, that's my business. And if it lands in a tree and the tree eats it, that's the tree's business. I'm a great believer in personal freedoms, both of people and trees. Yes. So anyway, it's just odd, the kinds of things that go on. So drone regulations, and you'll have to go to a little school, a little thing, and get a certificate that shows you can fly a drone. Again, not the toy kind. Those you can do what you will with. Just don't fly it over to White House. Matter of fact, one drone company even set up the firmware within the drone that if it flies over the GPS coordinates that mark it as the White House, it's not supposed to go there. They announced that. That's how silly this whole thing has gotten. Just saying. Anyway, you know, did I mention that we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network? Yes, I did. I'm thinking I forgot to do some things that I usually do at the beginning of the program. We're also proud members of the the Association of Internet Broadcasters, International Association of Internet Broadcasters. I'll get it. If I keep after it, I'll get it. Sigh. And no, I'm not drunk. I'm just confused. Okay. So anyway, next item. Next item is on Valentine's Day, YouTube turned. See, now that's hard to say. YouTube turned 10. Let's all try it together. YouTube turned 10. Okay. It's hard to remember a time before YouTube, even though it's only 10 years old. I am much older than 10 years old. And YouTube is now 10 years old. So, in honor of YouTube turning 10, I have set up a new feature on the website. Now, first of all, as you know, I've talked about this before, the website has changed to a responsive website. So if you have it on an iPad or a tablet or whatever, and you turn it this way or that way, it will adjust itself to look good no matter where, you know, at least acceptable, no matter how you're looking at it. If you look at it on a phone, it'll even look right, okay? But I've added a new feature. The new feature is, if you go up to the bar thing there at the top of the website and click on YouTube channel videos. We now have an RSS feed of our YouTube videos. Dude, that's in honor of YouTube turning 10. Okay. Valentine's Day 2005 was when the founders of the site registered the domain name YouTube. Obviously, it took them a little longer to get it actually up and running. But Google bought the company for more than $1.5 billion. Dude. And the site boasts 1 billion unique users that watch 6 billion hours of video each month. Every minute, more than 100 hours of video is uploaded to the site. Dude, that's a lot of videos. I'm doing my part, contributing quite a few videos up there. But there are people who are doing it more than I. So there you go. Okay, the next item is about the Raspberry Pi 2 open source robot called from a company called Corobot. And I have a YouTube video, speaking of YouTube, of it in action, the Corobot. And in the video, you'll notice that the Corobot will go up to a shaded area, you know, where it looks dark and scary. And as it comes up to it, the little robot goes, "Whoa, I don't know if I want to go in the dark." And so it stops and backs up. You know, a robot that's afraid of the dark, you just gotta have one of those, you know what I mean? Yeah. So anyway, the Corobot is built upon the Raspberry Pi 2, which we've already talked about. It was an Indiegogo project. Launched the four-wheel drive Corobot Spark, a robot platform for STEM education based on the Raspberry Pi SBC and a CoreAware controller board. There you go. And apparently you can get a kit for about $275, in the range $275 to $300. And it will include, you know, there's different features you can add to it, but the one they're talking about here is a kit with a Raspberry Pi board, a camera, a chassis, motors, wheels, battery, sensors, and the CoreAware's Corobot Pi Hat controller board. Yes! It sounds like loads of fun. And my mouse pad will not work on my laptop if I try to use my finger on the laptop, not the pad. I am sitting there going, "Why isn't this cursor moving?" And it's because I don't have my finger on the pad. I missed. Oh, well. Oh! Fred says, enough of this silliness. It's time for a Geek Software of the Week. And indeed it is. Geek Software of the Week this week is the Emo. The Emo Web Browser Optimizer. Now, it doesn't optimize your web browser for emo stuff. No, that just happens to be its name. Emo Web. Actually, it's Bracket Emo Bracket Web, as it says there on the screen. It's an odd utility, but it's kind of cool. It frees memory for your browser. It works with all major browsers. It supports even less popular browsers like Flock, Netscape. Netscape, that takes me back. That was one of the very first browsers. The Avant browser and others has adjustable optimization time. It minimizes to the system tray. It runs on startup. It has a simple interface. And it will optimize your browser, which you may not need. But if you do, then you have one available. Speaking of YouTube, what? Yes, I forgot to mention something that I was going to mention, which is I need you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. If you haven't, please do so. If you have, don't unsubscribe. Stay subscribed. But if you haven't, go to our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/orwhack, depending on how you want to phrase it. Dr. Bill Bailey. I say that as one word. D-R-B-I-L-L-B-A-I-L-E-Y. The whole string. As it says there on the screen. Go there. Click the little red subscribe button. It will make me very happy. And making me very happy is a good thing. Okay? So do that. Say, boy, Dr. Bill, that was off the wall. Yes, it was. I do random things. Squirrel! Okay, the Apple Car? Really? So next item we have on the blog, and it's one that I just posted moments ago before I started videoing this. And it's talking about an Apple car, and this is what I say. Okay, so the buzz is that Apple is hiring away Tesla workers with a plan to build an Apple car. Not an Apple cart. An Apple car. If it's an electric car, will the battery be permanently built in so you have to throw away the car if it goes bad? Just wondering. Anyway, I just don't know if I see Apple building a car. Oh, sure, it would probably look very cool. The old Johnny Ive cool look, you know. And I'm sure it would be very expensive as well. Yes. You know, like 3 times more expensive than any other car because they're Apple. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, but they have no experience building cars. They're not in the car business. Seems to me they would have to come up to speed fast in an arena that has 100+ years of development and technology that is very different from their core products. But that's just my 2 cents. I probably won't buy a version 1 Apple car if I could even afford it. Now, as you know, I like Apple. I have a MacBook Pro. I have Mac stuff. I don't have an iPad and I don't have an iPhone. So I guess I'm not fully Appleized. You know, my friend at work. You know I'm going to mention my friend at work. My friend at work, Jim Bob, not his real name, as I call him. He thinks I completely drunk the Google Kool-Aid. Now I do have a Google Nexus 10 tablet, and I do have a Google Chromebook, and I do have a Google account that has all the googliness built into it, and I have a Google Drive with 100 gigabytes of Google space. So maybe I am a slightly more Googleized than I am Appleized. You know what I'm saying? But at any rate, Jim Bob has drunk the Microsoft Kool-Aid so much, like I've said before, his lips are purple from the Kool-Aid. So there, Jim Bob. So Googleized. Maybe I'm slightly Googleized. He would say I've completely dove into the Kool-Aid head first. But even if I was Appleified and fully Appleized in every way, I don't think I'd get a first-generation Apple car. I'm just saying. Okay, let it get a few generations behind it before you go looking at buying an Apple car. And I can't help it, it still sounds like Apple cart. Anyway, enough of this. That's it for this week and last week, technically. But join us next time. Remember until then that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.